When I used to list the different appliances that people needed to start a raw food kitchen, I used to list the dehydrator as one of the last things you need, because technically you don't need a dehydrator to successfully live on the with the raw lifestyle. And that's true, but I gotta say, it's really fun. And when you're looking to go all out, tons of raw, all different kinds, keep it exciting, you know, stay motivated, have variety, have different opportunities, then having a dehydrator really enables that. I have my dehydrator going almost all the time. I'm dehydrating the nut pulp that came out of the almond milk I made. I'm dehydrating the crackers that I made with the leftover juice pulp from my juice. I'm making, you know, dehydrated pieces of fruit that my husband and family love, you know, bananas and pineapples and stuff. There are just so many things you can do with a dehydrator. And when you're getting ready to calculate the overall cost for your raw food kitchen, I want you to remember a few things. Number one, when you're making food yourself, you're saving money because you're not going out to eat as much. And oh, by the way, you're eating much healthier, which means fewer doctor visits, fewer illnesses, fewer days off from work, can mean fewer prescriptions. I mean, it can mean all those things long term, even if in the short run you have to wince a little at the money that you have to spend. But you're getting quality equipment that's going to last you for years. You're going to make food that makes you feel amazing. You're going to stay excited and motivated about it because you're going to have all these different things you can use and play with in your kitchen. And oh, by the way, you're going to save money because you're going to be making foods yourself as opposed to buying packaged foods. So, you know, you can buy packaged raw crackers and it's easy and, you know, all you have to do is go down to the store and open up your wallet, or you can make them yourself. Less expensive, a little bit of work, not much though, and you're saving money. So those are things to consider. And lastly, I want you to think about the upcoming holidays. You know, whether it's Christmas or your birthday or Valentine's Day or 4th of July or Mother's Day or Father's Day, any of those holidays. And I want you to start thinking of the things you want for your birthday. You can ask for equipment. If you want to get a blender and it's a high power blender and it's just too much money, tell your spouse that you want it for your birthday. If it's still too much money for even a birthday gift, then say you want it for your birthday slash Christmas gift for the next year. And get that equipment and use it and love it and own it.